Well, let's go to Parliament now. The Standing Committee on Public Accounts has been hearing from the National Security Advisor to the President, Dr. Sydney Mufamadi. This is all to do with the allegations that were made by Eskom's former CEO, Andre Durator, about corruption, theft, maladministration, sabotage as well. Lindsay Dentlinger has been following those proceedings today. Lindsay, good afternoon to you. What has Sydney Mufamadi been speaking to SCOPA about?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, I think the two key things really coming out from his testimony, which is still ongoing, is about firstly this intelligence report, what it contained, what he knew, did he take it to the president? And then, of course, Mandy, that big elephant in the room that I think got SCOPA's back up in the first place and got this whole ball rolling on this quasi-investigation is who are these politicians who are allegedly involved in corruption at Eskom? And right off the bat, Mr. Sydney Mufamadi saying that indeed confirming what Andre Durator had claimed that he had told Mufamadi and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan at a meeting that they were allegedly these politicians involved. He did name names, Sydney Mufamadi confirming as much. But Mandy, just like Pravin Gordhan before him, just like Andre Durator before that, no one is prepared to name those names, neither Sydney Mufamadi. This is what he told the committee, Mandy.
I can't remember the various designations that were used. On one hand, I understand Mr. Durator talks about high-ranking minister, high-ranking political office bearer. On the other, he talks about a minister. I can at least say, yes, there was a mention of a name or names.
Dr. Sydney Mufamadi not naming the names to SCOPA today. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, thank you for that. SCOPA ultimately will have to decide what to do with these allegations made by Andre Durator.